The Pretty Girl Pill Club is brought to you by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. We recently joined as members and you can too. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co.
Middle of the 20th century in the United States of America, hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic.
Welcome to the Pretty Girl Pill Club, where Ronnie and I are in the same room for the first time ever.
First time.
I mean, no, we've been in the same room before.
Not recording, though. This is new stuff right here.
This is groundbreaking shit right here. So if anything with the audio sounds off, it's because I just Googled how to set this up and watched like a 2-minute YouTube video, and now we're doing it.
I was there for that too.
Yeah, Ronnie's been here for a couple hours now. He went with me to walk the dog. It's been a great time.
We was outside. The sun was shining. There was so much stuff for Peanut to look at.
Oh, yeah. 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 Peanut had a great time. Peanut loves Ronnie.
Yes, my new best friend.
Yeah. So they're going to have a slumber party tonight, and that's going to be very exciting. So Ronnie is in town because we needed to be in the same place for this episode. Because what are we going to do?
Well, I mean, like, normally if I wanted to expose myself and overcome my fear of needles, I would just not look away when I was watching the news and they were stabbing people with needles, of course, not stab. But this time, Soph is going to get a tattoo and I am going to watch that needle go in and out and leave ink into her skin. And hopefully I'll overcome my fear.
That was a great way to describe.
Well, that's what it does, right? It goes, it's
it
like,
does.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that all day.
Wow. Yeah, so we're going to be doing that right here in my living room. We're not going to a professional tattooer, of course, because this whole show is about how we're unprofessional as fuck, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So my boyfriend Mario has volunteered to be the tattoo artist. He's given me 2 tattoos before. He's pretty good at it. I like the tattoos he gave me. So it's going to be fun, and we're going to subject Ronnie to this absolute horror, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm already suppressing my, like, screams.
And we're going to capture all of those screams.
Yeah, no, I'm ready, because that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to be afraid of needles anymore, because I would like to get a tattoo at some point. Also, the COVID vaccine, I feel like it would be a little annoying if they're like, are you ready? And I'm just like, eh.
Yeah. Well, CVS has them now. They're available. Mm-hmm. So you can make your appointment whenever you'd like, Ronnie.
Actually, so I guess I can say this, that like I'm a tutor almost, and I don't know if that like qualifies me for the educator vaccine.
Oh.
So if it did, I would just get the Johnson & Johnson, be one and done.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back again.
Yeah. Oh, right. Because you have to get 2. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And apparently there's supposed to be like a grip more Johnson & Johnson because like some other vaccine maker didn't, you know, beat them to the punch. And they were like, I will just make your vaccine for you too. So Hopefully that's widespread and I get that opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, you should definitely look into if you can qualify for the educator one because then you can be first in line.
Yeah.
So before we get into these pre-exposure topics and questions, I just need to disclaim that, as always, we're not professionals and we're not an authority on exposure therapy. This isn't real exposure. Well, it is real exposure therapy, but it's not like sanctioned by a doctor and like.
This is very DIY.
This is the most DIY exposure therapy ever. But that said, part of exposure therapy is that you're exposing yourself to the thing that you're afraid of in a safe and controlled environment. I would call this a safe and controlled environment.
Right.
You're not the one getting tattooed. I am. And so if like worse comes to worse, you would just close your eyes or walk away or like run out of the house and screaming. Hopefully you don't do that.
No, it's really just gonna be the thing.
Yeah.
Like, really and truly.
Will the buzzing of, like, the tattoo machine bother you?
No, like, that's just the sound that I'm gonna make, because that's what happens when I get scared, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if the sound of the needle is gonna, like, be a problem.
I think that's the thing. Like, I'm, like, thinking about it now, because, so, I talked to a therapist the other day, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked to me about triggers, and so I've just been thinking about things that, like, trigger me, and now I'm getting better at being like, that's a trigger, I should not do that, so that I don't get, like, just mad at myself for the rest of the day and, like, rant to myself. But yeah, the buzzing isn't the trigger, it's the needle.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of touched on it, but how are you feeling? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling scared? Are you feeling excited?
All of the above, because I'm, like, just thinking about the needle. That's in the front of my mind right now. So I'm just thinking about that and how uncomfortable that's making me. But I feel like now that I'm here, it's just gonna, like, happen, you know? I'm excited. I'm also anxious to just, like, you know, see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm twitching a little bit.
Yeah, I can see now I can, like, see all of Ronnie's mannerisms and he's just, like, fucking shimmying over there. Okay, a few days ago, you texted me and said, yeah, I'm gonna get my train ticket in a few days. I'm like, what if he just, like, doesn't do it? It just, like,
shout out to
come.
Rolling Ray.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what if he just, like, doesn't? He's just like, nah, fuck this fool. But I've been looking forward to this. But what are you afraid will happen?
I mean, worst case scenario, the needle goes too deep and there's just blood everywhere. And which is wild to me because I'd be watching, like, true crime every night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I see people, like, get stabbed and cut up and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But then I see a needle go in somebody's arm on the news and I'm freaking out, you know? I'm not, like, weird about blood, but I'm weird about blood.
Okay.
Were you there at that party where there was a phlebotomist?
I might have been, yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. I was not in the room with the phlebotomist.
Yeah.
I heard that was happening and I was like, I'm gonna stay right here.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I was there because I do vaguely remember it and being like, this is a weird situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so depending on where it is, there might be a little bit of blood.
Okay. Also, that's the thing too. I can think about, like, a pool of blood. Like, if there was a pool of blood on this table right now, I'd be fine. But thinking about, like, blood in a cylinder tube
scary. That's not what happens. It would be like just on my skin. Like, I just cut myself shaving.
Okay.
Because sometimes, like, certain parts of your body, like, when you tattoo them, there's a little more blood than others because the skin is thinner or whatever.
Yeah, I'm weirded out about that too.
Yeah. Well, we haven't determined where it's going to be yet. It's probably going to be on one of my legs. I'm just going to let the creativity inspire Mario to put whatever fucking bullshit he wants to on my body.
Right.
As long as it's not a penis. Although, that could be a fun story. I don't know. It would make
I thought I saw a penis on one of the street shops that I passed when I was walking here. It looked like a penis. I think it was supposed to be an arm and a taco.
An arm and a taco?
Yeah.
Where was this?
It was definitely down Sunset. Mm. It was on Sunset. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to keep an eye out for something that looks phallic on my street.
I was like, that's why y'all got a penis up there. This is a food place.
Oh, it's probably one of the taco places. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I was thinking, like, okay, maybe let me put my art history hat on and assume that they're abstracting the form of a hand in a taco.
Yeah. It was just poorly done and kind of looked phallic.
Yeah. No, it looks like a penis.
Interesting. Aside from the blood, what other concerns do you have?
Needle going in and out.
I think we've established that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see the needle going into the skin.
Yeah.
But you know that it's happening, but you can't see it happening.
That might change things because I feel like I'm right now thinking about, like, getting a shot and how they're like, all right, it's going in.
Yeah.
And then, like, you feel it and you're like, ah.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm the one feeling it, so you won't be feeling it.
I think I'm going to sympathize.
Yeah. Big Pisces energy is just going to come out. Yeah. Okay, this is a crazy idea, but, like, what if we just, like, put a little dot on you to,
like,
see what would happen?
Like that episode of Unfabulous where the brother was trying to get a tattoo and they gave him, like, a little itty bitty thing. Yeah, I thought about that too.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Just Just so that you know, like, what it feels like. I mean, we can work up to that. That could be another thing in the future. But, like, because when I get tattooed, I don't really flinch or anything. Like, I'm pretty unbothered. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that would make you feel better or not, because I'm just used to the feeling and it doesn't bother me.
No, that's probably good, because I think if you were like, ah, then I would also be like, ah. Mm-hmm. But if you're just like, chill, then I'll be like, oh, it's probably not that bad.
Yeah. But then I don't want you to get the idea that, like, it won't hurt at all, because it might hurt. Like, some places it will hurt.
And that's like the places where you're really bony, which
yeah,
I'm all bone. Yeah, so
we're both really bony. But sometimes when it goes over a bone, like, that can be a little worse. But I don't think it's that bad.
If it made a different sound when it was going over a bone, oh, that would freak me out.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, the sound's the same.
I'm thinking about two different sounds now, and it's like there's like a good sound, and then there's the sound that I'm like, oh god, it's hitting hard shit right now.
Yeah, well, sometimes it will make different sounds because for different types, and Mario can speak to this probably more eloquent than me later when he's here. Sometimes it will make different sounds because he'll have to change, like, the amount of power or whatever that's going into the gun to do certain things like shading or like solid colors and stuff. So sometimes the sound will change, but it doesn't have anything to do with, like, what you're feeling. It's just, like, what he's doing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have him explain all of that stuff better when he's here and we're doing it, because I don't know anything. I'm just like, hey, you want to practice doing tattoos? Do it on me, fool. So I'll let him explain that better. Well, okay. Do you have any questions about the tattooing process? And I'll see if I can, like, answer them. And anything I don't know, I'll defer to Mario later.
What does it do? Like, how does it... Okay, so, like, every time I'm watching the NBA and you see, like, you know, players get blood on their shit because they're playing too hard. If you, like, get a cut across your tattoo, would the cut, like, disappear and then the skin is just, like... I'm putting this color out. Like, how does that?
Yeah, it doesn't.
What's going on?
Like, I get cuts sometimes and all my shit's still there.
So it's like the skin, like what's going on with that? Like, seriously, is it like, is your skin like taking on this color and like reproducing ink or?
Well, I think if you cut yourself badly enough, like if you got a scar over it, that would probably fuck it up, right?
Right, because then you're like, your skin's pushing out new skin.
Right. But like, even when you exfoliate and stuff, like, it's still there. Certain parts of your body, like, that you wash a lot, like your hands, so hand tattoos, those fade a lot quicker. This is my understanding, and I'll let Mario correct me later if this isn't true. Basically, the purpose of the needle is to deposit the ink in deep enough so that even after years and years of exfoliating and washing and your skin kind of regenerating, the ink is still there because it's just going in to like a slightly deeper level of your skin. Mm-hmm. But like over time, tattoos can fade. Sometimes the lines won't be as like bold as they were before. It just depends on the part of your body it's on. Something like a sunburn can fade your tattoos. And yeah, so if you got a scar bad enough, it would. But just like a little scrape won't really do anything.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I'm getting hot just thinking about it. So it's like, it's in your skin.
It's like, right? In there.
It's, yeah, in the skin. That is wild.
Yeah.
That is wild. And that's weird.
Do you know anything about the healing process for a tattoo?
That's something that scares me too, because your skin will get all red and then you put something over it.
Okay, so it's red right after.
Okay.
Okay. It's not red beyond that usually. Sometimes there's a little bit of swelling. Mm-hmm. And it will scab over completely. Like, it'll get really crusty. And yeah, the stuff that you were talking about that you put over it, it's usually Aquaphor. You'll want to wash it with soap and water, and then you'll put like a moisturizer on it, like an unscented moisturizer. People really like Aquaphor, or just like an unscented body lotion's fine, like CeraVe. And that's just to keep it moist. So basically, when you're healing a tattoo, you don't want it to scab over and flake off right away. You want to kind of preserve that for a while, like keep it really moist with like Aquaphor or lotion or something, because the longer it's like that before it peels off, or like any skin starts to peel off, the better it'll look afterwards, right?
That's terrifying to me, because what if you smudge it?
Oh, you can't smudge it. That's not how that works. Oh my god, the face Ronnie's making, he looks like he's passing out. Oh my god. You could? You look like you're seizing a little bit.
That's wild. Yeah. Thinking about it. That's like, so it's not the needle that's scaring me. It's like the deposit too.
Are you like actually seizing up? Like, are you good?
Yeah. I'm just like very much empty.
Oh my god. I was like, wait, should I be calling like a paramedic right now? Like, are you okay?
No, I'm like actually like I'm actually terrified.
Okay. Well, you have some time to process that before we actually do the exposure. And once Mario gets here, you can ask him whatever you want. You can take a look at the needle. You can see all the things, see how it works.
Okay, so here's the thing now. One, the tinnitus is going crazy, so I can hear less. So if it swelled up, I'm not freaking out about that so much.
Mm-hmm.
But like that would be a trigger for me, because one time I like reached past an iron to get a paper towel and my skin swelled up. And that was like weird for me. So that's a little worrisome. Like if I saw the difference in your skin from like low to high,
yeah,
I'd be like, whoa, wait a minute.
It depends.
Are you supposed to do that?
It depends on where it is. So tattoos won't always have noticeable swelling right after. All of the ones on like the lower part of my legs, where like you're a little bonier, the skin's a little bit thinner, there's less fat there. That is where you tend to swell up the most.
I gotta go to the bathroom. So we'll take a break. I'm like literally, I can hear 50% less.
All right. So for those of you listening, we just took a little break so Ronnie could go to the bathroom and hopefully his tinnitus would clear up. Can you hear better now?
Yeah. No, how long was I gone?
I don't know, a couple minutes. And then Peanut came over and did her emotional support animal duties and intervened.
She's very helpful because I totally passed out.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, no, I literally thought I came out. And then I like woke up on the ground and I was like, oh, okay. So then I did my thing. I'm back. I literally thought I walked out and like was sitting down. And then I was just like,
holy shit, that just happened in our, wait, did you hurt yourself or?
No, I was checking too. Cause like I have this thing where I pass out. I don't know where it came from. I've only done it like twice.
Mm-hmm.
One time we were just like in a church and I was standing up and I was like, boop, passed out. Second time I had, me and my girlfriend at the time were watching a movie and we got up to go to the kitchen and I was like, I need some water. And as I was like getting water, I passed out.
Holy shit. I did not know this. That's a fun turn of events. Okay, so if you pass out while this is happening, what should we do?
I don't know how long I'll be out, but I'm like usually fine. Like now I feel better.
Okay. It's like you just have to pass out for a minute and then you feel okay. You come
back. No, I was for real getting really hot.
Yeah, you were sweating.
Yeah, I'm still sweaty. And that's why I took my hat off. And Wow.
Okay.
You were just describing it and I was like, oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. So this is going to be like, you were sounding like you were going to be okay for a minute. And I was like, okay, this might not be too bad. And now I'm like, oh, he might pass out. We're just going to have to keep your blood sugar up. We're going to have to feed you snacks.
I think that might be the thing too. I think okay. I have low blood pressure.
There's a lot going on right now. We have a peanut just out and about. We have a kid scootering down the driveway.
Pretending to be a cop or a dinosaur. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Hopefully not a cop. So I don't know if I should say this, but yeah, I can. So one of our neighbors has a kid and she recently started dating a cop. And we have a lot of feelings about that. You can probably hear him. He's a good kid, but I worry. You
right.
Know?
He could be getting, what do you call it? Indoctrinated. I almost said intoxicated.
Intoxicated, no. He could be getting indoctrinated. Yeah, I know that he went on a ride along with his mom's little cop friend.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
He's either going to become a cop or break bad.
I hope he breaks bad. If those are the options, I'm picking the latter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he's going to get him, like, cop stuff, like a little silly club and a badge. Sheriffs are like not good people. There are gangs in LA in the sheriff ranks.
LAPD is bad news, man. Bad news. But yeah, I was just sitting out here looking at my phone, playing with the dog. had no idea that Ronnie was passed out in my bathroom.
Yeah, I was just next to the trash can. And I was like, oh, it's wild.
Damn.
It was really wild. Like, I don't know what to say. That's funny.
Well, then I think we should reiterate that we're not professionals and don't do any of the things we're doing in this episode, maybe.
If y'all have a fear, you should like tell us what your fear is and maybe like if you want to, you know, face it. Because now I'm thinking about the time that I watched this CBT video in the 5150 spot. Mm-hmm. And
summer camp.
Yeah. And homegirl was afraid of flying on planes. Now I think I know what she was like experiencing. Like just being like, oh man, I gotta like leave my body for a second.
And so you pass out.
Yeah, I left my body. I went actually into a dream. Like a little bit, I thought I walked out, but I had this pretty dope ass dream where concerts were back. Mm-hmm. And I went to a Kacey Musgraves concert. And there was like barely anybody there, but it was like super cool. She like let me take a picture with her. And then she was like, that's a bad picture. Let's take another one. I went back there again. That was fun.
Wow. Yeah, you were only out for like a couple minutes, maybe like a minute or something. So that's a pretty intense dream for a minute.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Okay, so we're gonna cut this intro off here, and when you hear us next, it'll be sometime in the future, and Ronnie's gonna face his fear of needles.
I'm gonna overcome, hopefully.
Hopefully. That's best case scenario, mm-hmm. is you overcome it, and then you let Mario, like, put a dot on you.
Yeah, I don't think it could get worse. Like, I don't think I could get more scared of needles.
Yeah, see, that would be my worry, is that we just completely traumatize you, and then you're, like, deathly afraid of needles for the rest of your life, and then I'll have to live with that on my conscience.
Yeah, I can't see that, because I already passed out, like, and I feel 10 times better, so I feel like if I see the needle going in, yeah, I can't get worse.
Yeah, well, then I guess we've already experienced the worst case that could happen, you passing out. Yeah. So, but that's actually a good thing, because now we know that that's a thing that could happen. All right, so next time you hear us, we'll be traumatizing Ronnie. Hopefully not. We'll be exposing him.
We'll see if I leave my body again.
Stay tuned for that.
Okay, we gotta start.
I hit record.
You okay?
No, because like, oh man, I think I got scared from it from TV shows, because I like imagined it to be a lot louder. And now that it's like, I'm like...
It sounds like, it literally sounds like a vibrator, right?
Yeah, it's not as terrifying.
So I will say you did definitely get lucky, because I'm working with a rotary machine. These are like more like pens, basically. There's a coil, they're coil machines, and that's what you hear most of, is like whenever you're listening to loud tattoo machines, it's usually a coil. When you have a coil machine, what you're hearing is that vibration of well, for one, the coils, but also the needle slapping up against the, I don't know what it's called. There's like a section in the tattoo machine where it hits. And that's kind of what you're hearing, is that vibration. It's not really the needle hitting the skin that makes that sound. You know, that sound just happens all in all. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a rotary machine, you said, right?
The one that we have here is a rotary machine, yes.
All right, so does that mean it's like, woo? Like it's picking the needle, like, okay,
yeah, like a crank, like... yeah. So, okay, so perfect. Essentially, yes, that's kind of like what's going on here, is like it's just kind of like a motor that's moving in rotation, and that's, you know, pushing the needle up and down. It's not pushing the needle at an angle, I would say, but it's pushing it up and down.
So like if you've ever seen one of those old timey popcorn machines with like a little person inside like churning the popcorn, that's the thing. That's it. Okay, I understand. Okay, so now I'm looking at the ink. What is in the ink?
I, to be honest with you, I really don't even know. It says water, glycerin, alcohol. You wanna Google this and help me out?
It's all vegetable ingredients.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Veganism.
Okay. It's very natural.
Yeah. I'll just introduce what's happening here.
Right, we gotta do that.
I'll just step in and do that. So, Ronnie and I are here with my boyfriend Mario, who was actually in a previous episode, episode 21, Zodiac Blood Sports. So you can go listen to that and listen to me be a dick to Mario for like an hour and a half. It's a great time. right now, we're going to do a little DIY exposure therapy on Ronnie. Mario is going to tattoo me, and we're going to make Ronnie watch. So just imagine the last scene of A Clockwork Orange when, what's his name? I think it's Alex or something like that. They have his eyes taped open and they're making him watch a bunch of horrible shit. It's going to be like that. Any weirdness with the audio, it's because this is a weird setup we've got going on here. There's a lot of things happening. We have a puppy that wants attention. We're going to have a tattoo machine going. There's a lot. So I should preface this. Once again, we are not mental health professionals or an authority on literally fucking anything. Mm-hmm. Also, Mario is not a professional tattoo artist.
At all.
So this is the most DIY situation ever. Mario has tattooed me twice. He's tattooed himself a couple times. You've tattooed a lot of fruits.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I'm like Hiro Dream of Sushi. I just, you know, tattoo on my sleeve. No, I'm kidding.
That's deep though.
That was pretty deep. I like that. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was just watching that the Queen's Gambit movie. Mm. You know, like she does the whole thing in her sleeve. I don't know.
So I don't get that reference. I do get the sushi reference though.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that documentary too. So, Ronnie, do you have any other questions about how tattooing works?
I have so many questions, actually. Okay, so I just asked about the ink, and it's all vegetable-based, which is good, because for some reason, I assumed it was, squid ink. I don't know why. I'm taking away all of the things that I think I know and, like, replacing it with the truth, and that's the best. So, my next question is, I saw you put room temperature water in four, what is that, rubber? What are those?
They're little cups. They're like little ink cups. They just hold the ink together. The water is just to dilute some of the ink. So if I want to wash it out with a little bit of gray to make it look a little bit fancier, then I'll go ahead and do that. And then I set up the other two with just black ink. So it's straight black ink. So just in case I run through one, I don't have to go and fumble and try to run, like, make another black ink.
Interesting. So it's like that thing that artists like put their thumb through. Yeah, what it's called?
Yeah.
Perfect. A palette.
Okay. Color palette.
There are three cups on the table, I guess. But two of them are stacked together. Oh, that's nothing?
Yeah, that's nothing.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's in that cup right there?
Just water to, like, rinse out the tattoo machine in case I do decide to use different colors. And also just want to make sure that we're keeping it clean as well. So, and... or not really the tattoo machine, but the tube and the, in this case, not really the tube. It's more so the cartridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's in this bottle that looks like something you would... Oh, it's just soap.
Yeah, soap, green soap. So that's what we're going to be using to clean off the surface, along with some paper towels.
Now, is that the needle there that you were working with?
So with rotary machines, all the needles are going to come in a cartridge, and the cartridge basically is it's all inclusive. You just pop it in, twist it, and you're kind of ready to go. You just have to set it up with a machine with how long you want the needles to poke out, basically.
And you use a new needle every time?
I use a new needle every time, yes sir.
Okay, all right.
That was so professional, saying, yes, sir, we use a new needle every time.
Because I'm a part of the DEA or whatever.
The needle FDA.
I don't think that,
The needle association.
The FCC.
One of those things.
So there's also some petroleum jelly.
Mm-hmm.
What is that for?
It's to keep the area nice and moist, and it helps me glide across the area as well.
Interesting.
And it also keeps the area from being too inflamed.
Ah, swelling.
It's like, swelling, all that jazz. It's
we actually talked about that. That's one of the things that scares me.
Swelling?
Right, yeah. We talked about swelling.
Are you allergic to anything?
No, so I was getting a paper towel as a kid, and there was an iron that was on, and I, like, grazed it with my hand, and there's, like, I don't know if, I'm not gonna look for it now, but there was, like, a literal, like, mark on my skin for, like, a couple of years, if it's still not there, that just, like, inflamed and, like, popped.
Oh. Yeah, and that all happened
in one day. Like, it literally just...
Like a blister.
Yeah, and it was...
It's not like that.
But so there was no pus in it. Like, the skin had just, like, risen.
You're not down with the popping out of the pimples, right? Or is that something that you're
kind of like that? I kind of like that.
Okay. All right. Cool. You're like Sophie. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
He doesn't let me pop his
pimples. I mean, it's just weird when you like just your eagle eye on my face just looking for pimples or blackheads.
I just want to pop stuff.
Yeah. She gave me $10 2 days ago to pop my blackhead. Yeah, my blackhead.
Nice.
I mean, I ended up getting the $10 back, but.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, okay. And then we were talking about this before we started recording, but can you explain the needle again and how it's not hollow. It's just solid.
Needles for tattooing are not hollow. They are solid.
So no holes.
No holes. They basically, the way that they carry the ink into your skin is by going back into the this little like reserve chamber area that they scoop up ink into. And then they basically, as they're traveling through the tube up and down, they will pick up the ink and then they'll poke it right into your skin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you were saying that they go several layers deep.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's not just the top surface layers of your skin. Your skin's composed of a few different layers. So they go pretty far in. Not, I wouldn't say pretty far. In relative to the skin, they go pretty far in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It goes about 7 layers deep. Mm-hmm. And that's why. So I was trying to answer this earlier, and I think I kind of answered it, but not very well. But basically what Mario explained is that it deposits the ink down 7 layers of skin. And then that's why if you get a light scratch on your skin or something where you have a tattoo, it'll heal and the tattoo will still be there. Now, if you get a cut and there ends up being scar tissue, it might affect the tattoo a little bit, depending, but the ink is, there will still be some ink there. And so after years of sun exposure, washing your skin, exfoliation, whatever, because the ink is deposited 7 layers deep, that's why tattoos stay for a really long time. Also, you were saying that areas of your skin that are thinner is where tattoos tend to not last as long. So like the palms of your hand, there's fewer layers of skin?
Not thinner. Yeah, well, there's fewer layers of skin, but you're also constantly washing your hands. And there's a lot of abrasion that's going on. So a lot of the skin cells are falling off of the palm of your hands constantly. So
they'll fade faster.
Yeah.
Tattoos on your hands will fade faster. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that needle looks huge. So you're saying it doesn't go into the skin that deep? I don't believe that.
It does not. It's all based on your control of the needle. So it looks like it's going pretty high up, but once I turn it on, I can go ahead and knock it back a little bit, or it's all an adjustment period right now.
So all of that doesn't go in?
No. Okay. It's going to be right. Like, I wish I could show you, and maybe I can if I had a marker, maybe right after the tattoo, I can show you how far it goes in.
Like, would you say less than a millimeter?
How big's a millimeter?
I haven't done millimeters in a minute.
I was going to ask about centimeters, but I don't think that's any easier.
There, right? Yeah.
Am I cool to come with you with this needle and show you? Or am I cool to approach you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to pop it up. Can you see the blue there?
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as it's going to go.
God, I'm just learning so much. Okay.
I'm learning a lot, too.
Wow.
I've been getting tattooed for years, and I didn't know any of this.
So this thing got, like, foreskin is what you're saying?
Huh?
This thing got foreskin is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's got foreskin.
Man. Hell yeah. All right.
See, you understand that concept.
Now, man, I was getting tricked for years.
Yeah, all no, right. It's not a lot. It's not the whole thing. You're not going to get this giant, like, inch-long needle stuck in you.
Yeah.
No, it's like, if you're thinking about inches, it's, like, smaller than an eighth of an inch. An eighth of an inch is, like, already too much. That's, you're looking at, what's smaller than a 16th? A 23rd or something like
easily,
that?
Easily, yes.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't know math.
Have I ever told the stapler in the hand story?
No. Tell that's the stapler in the hand story. No.
Okay, so I was literally, actually, I think this happened almost 10 years ago, actually. I was playing around with the stapler at the age of like 11 or 12. And I put two fingers in and I was like, ha ha ha. And I
stapled your fingers.
Yeah, I stapled my fingers together. And I started crying, not because it hurt. I was just like, oh, my dad's going to be so mad at me. So I put my hand behind my back because he like called me in for dinner. So I was like, oh, thanks. And I like didn't show on my hand. It was just like this the whole time and like ate with my hand behind my back.
That's hilarious, dude.
Oh my God.
That's really good.
Why didn't you take the staple out?
Because it hurt. I was like, oh no, it hurts to do that. I'm not going to do it. So I literally like woke up the next morning at 6 a.m. and like popped it out. And I was like, oh God, thank you.
I was at work today and I was playing around with the stapler because...
Why are y'all playing with staplers?
I don't know. I was trying to calm myself down.
My excuse was that I was 11.
I had a lot of coffee today. I'm 30. I had a lot of coffee today. And I was feeling super anxious. And the one thing that was near me was a stapler. So I was just like playing around with the stapler. And I go up to talk to to management. And I stapled my finger. I thought he didn't notice. And then half an hour later, he's like, yeah, I noticed when I saw you staple your finger. Like, you think that we didn't notice, but we saw you. That was pretty dumb. I was like, yeah, I was just like super, just trying to bring my energy down. And the only thing I can do is like...
Injure yourself?
No, there's something satisfying about hearing that click of the stapler and having it go at a certain pace, you know, like, so it's just like click, 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 click.
I can't relate to this. I can't.
I think, did y'all ever poke your fingers with like safety pins?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to do that.
So basically it's like that. And yeah. I used to do that heavy. So man.
That's exactly what tattooing is like, except it goes a little deeper.
And not sideways.
Yeah, not sideways.
Wait, but you're afraid of needles, but that didn't bother you?
No, not at all. That's like honestly the wild thing. Like I could, if you gave me a safety pin right now, I'd
do that. So what's the
needle thing about?
It's the hole.
It's the hole. Okay. Yeah. Are you just afraid of holes in general in life? Or are you afraid of the needle here's with the thing. Hole?
So I said this in the past episode. You know how like the iPhone came out and people were upset at how many like cameras it had because it was just like too many holes. And like there was also an American Horror Story ad where there were just like a bunch of holes in the ad and people were like, don't do that. That's triggering. Like I can understand that, but I don't have that phobia specifically. When I get a shot, it like goes in and then like it's deep and then there's a hole, you know? So yeah, that's what freaks me out.
Because Ronnie, you said your thing is like, it's going to go into your skin and poke and poke and poke in. That's like, quote, like verbatim what you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you still confused?
No, asking what's your response to that? Like, it's going in there and it's poking, poking, poking.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's still a lot, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
The in and out, that's the scary part.
That is definitely the scary part.
Well, are you ready, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, earlier when we were recording the intro, Ronnie went to the bathroom and unbeknownst to me passed out. And that was just from us talking about this. So this time we're a little more prepared. We have Sprite. We have Oreos. We have water.
Sugar baby.
Uh-huh. We had a carby dinner. And so I think we're going to be okay. But it's entirely possible that Ronnie will pass out. But we're more prepared this time.
I feel, you know, it's really the growth about the situation is like maybe 3 years ago, if I had like woken up on a bathroom floor next to a toilet, I would have been like, damn, I just threw up because I was drinking. But now I'm down there because I was just so scared I had to leave my body. And that's some real growth right there, yeah. I think. I walked out and I said, how long was I gone for? And Soph said, a couple minutes, bye.
Yeah, and you had a whole dream about Casey Musgraves. And...
Yeah.
Oh, God, wow.
It was a continuation of the dream I had last night.
Oh.
Was it a good dream?
Yeah. Concerts were back.
Oh, nice.
That's a great dream.
That
but
is a great
like,
dream.
It was after the time of COVID. So like there were seats that were like blocked off, mm-hmm. you know, and there weren't that many people in the auditorium.
All right. So Ronnie, do you think you're ready for what's about to happen?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to pause the recording. We're going to finish setting up and then this is going to all go down. So we're back. We've resituated a little bit. I apologize if you can hear Peanut crying in the background. We just can't trust her around anything that's going on right now. But Sam's here, Ronnie's here, Mario is shaving my leg, and we're about to tattoo a little dagger on me. You'll be able to see the finished product on the episode webpage once it's out and on the Instagram. I'll post all the stuff so you'll be able to see what we're talking about at Pretty Girl Pill Club.
So what is, did you put soap on under that?
I did. I put soap underneath it, and I put a little bit of the Vaseline, and I'm trying to get it to stick.
So if you can't hear Mario very well, basically he put some soap on my leg and then put the paper with the drawing on it on my leg. And then he put, you put A and D over that, right?
I put a little Vaseline.
And then some more soap over that. And that's to transfer the ballpoint pen ink onto my skin so that he can use it as like a guide and just trace it. Except you just fucked it up and now you gotta redo it.
Shut up.
I'm shutting up. Ronnie is looking at my leg with such a big grin across his face right now.
I'm trying to, I don't believe you.
You don't believe that this is gonna happen?
What do you not believe?
Like, it sounds like the, you know, when you get like a temporary tattoo and you like lick it or whatever, it's like that, like this.
That's kind of what he's doing, yeah.
This is literally destroying everything that I was afraid of. So that's
good.
It's just, that's a good, it's hilarious. Thing. That's really
I
good.
I cannot wait to take you to your first tattoo experience then.
I was saying in the intro, like, what if we just put a little dot on him just so he knows what it feels like?
If you work your way up to that, I will do it.
Yeah. If we get there.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Ronnie
with this
just did a little
dagger.
Shimmy, and I feel like he's
that's
like
my scary
feeling
shimmy.
It. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go with it.
All right.
Yeah, that it's looks that great, looks pretty
but,
on there.
But it's on there, so
you can at least see what you're doing,
what
kind
doing.
Of.
Yeah, I can see what I'm doing. Okay. I have a reference.
And all so right. It's almost like for you, Mario, it's almost like you're just drawing it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna trace it over.
Yeah.
So we're gonna check this thing out. And go from there.
All right. I don't know how this is all going to sound. It's going to be interesting. You guys, it's going to be an interesting auditory experience for all of us. But I'll do my best to narrate as it goes down. So
this is it.
Mario just turned it on and he's about to make contact with my skin. Ronnie, how do you feel?
I'm ready. I need to see it.
Okay. It's making contact with my skin now. You know, I'm just going to say it. This doesn't feel great. I'm going to be honest.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Mario really just played me. I did not realize how close to my ankle he was getting.
I told you.
I don't remember being told this part.
I told you I was going to make you hurt someday.
Oh my god. And that day is today. Well, I have to narrate this happening.
You ready for the other one?
All right, let's go, baby. Ah. Mm-mm. All right, interesting update. In an insane turn of events, I'm the one squealing. Not Ronnie.
How are you feeling, Ronnie?
I'm not sympathizing like I thought I would, so I feel bad. So does it hurt when he wipes?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay, I thought that would hurt.
No, but that part feels fine.
It looks good, you know?
All right, that's good. That's good.
And you're doing it pretty fast, and that's that's normal tattoo speed.
I mean, yes and no. Like, right now, this area is pretty flat, and I don't really have to stretch it much, so it feels pretty easy to go into her skin here.
Mm.
Well, so for those of you listening, this is right above my ankle on the side of my lower leg. He went onto my ankle a little bit, so that is an area, would you say, like thinner skin?
Yeah, and there's a lot of contact points there.
Thinner skin, a lot of contact points, whatever that means.
Okay, so could you describe what it felt like at the top and then what it felt like toward the ankle?
At the top, it was like a scratchy, and then towards my ankle, it just, I don't even know how to describe it, man. Just like a lot of pressure. You feel pressure.
Was it like piercing? Was it dull? Was it?
It was a little piercing, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel
it. That's piercing. That's piercing for sure. Wow. When did I become such a baby?
Okay, but Mara, you were saying this is like not. Is this fast or slow?
This is pretty fast, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we're jamming through it pretty fast.
So if I were to get that same tattoo somewhere else, would it take about the same amount of time or more?
I would say it would take about the same amount of time, to be honest with you.
And here we thought Ronnie was going to be the one squealing.
I mean, it's pretty quick. Wow.
It's pretty quick, right?
I thought it would be like over an area for a very long time.
No, not at all. In what scenario would it be over an area for?
Shading.
Shading, okay.
Yeah, big pieces.
big pieces.
Right.
Right.
And the other thing, too, about this is that we're using a pretty thin needle here.
I am not enjoying this. I fucked up here. No, not really. It's not that bad. Like, I'm
I don't believe you.
No, I do. I
It's not that... Okay, well, also, I haven't been tattooed in a really long time. Also, this is a sensitive area.
It's a very sensitive area.
Mm-hmm. Very sensitive area. But it's tolerable. But, like, I'm fine. Like, you're looking in my eyes right now. Do I seem okay to you?
Yeah, you seem okay.
Yeah, I'm calm. Like, am I enjoying the feeling? Not particularly.
I got a sinking feeling because if you go back over the lines... Or is it tender? Is the area tender?
It is.
It's a little tender, yeah.
Okay, so if you went over it again, it might be a little...
It might be, yeah. You know when we get there.
Would you be able to put it out of your mind like that it's... That you're getting a tattoo right now?
Oh, not right there. Nope, not right there. Mm. So for that part, probably not.
So would there be an option, like if I was getting a tattoo on my arm, for them to like strap my arm down, or is it all like if I move, I'm fucked?
If you move, you're fucked. But the thing about it is, like, I'm also not holding her down.
Okay.
Usually, like, tattoo artists are really good about holding you down so that you, and then we're doing it on top of my leg. Usually, that'd be something underneath holds it down.
Yeah. So. I'm sitting in a very awkward position right now, so that also adds to the difficulty, I would say.
Yeah, okay, that doesn't look like it's going deep at all.
Right. No. It's not like you can feel something going into your skin. It feels like something is scratching your skin.
Oh, man. Ash does that every day.
Yeah. So you know what that's like. You guys, I apologize that the dog is crying. There's nothing we can do about it.
Not at this moment.
Not at this moment, no. We're all tied up here.
I think she can hear how fast I'm breathing.
Yeah, she can feel it.
She's like, I need to calm him down.
Mario, there have been occasions when you tattooed me, and I was just like on my computer, like editing PGPC episodes, right?
Mm-hmm. There were definitely occasions like that.
Yeah.
This is not the case.
This is not the case.
You used to be my trooper, my one champion.
I'm not a champion today. I don't know what happened. I think I went soft. Because it's like, even with the parts that really don't feel good, it's like they're over pretty quickly.
Right. I feel like I could fight a needle if I saw it walking down the street.
Fight it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe in you.
Wow. Okay.
I believe in you too.
I could fight a needle. Fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, I would pin you against anybody, Sophie. I feel like you'd be pretty scrappy.
That is not what you say in private to me at all whatsoever.
It's called being facetious.
Is it a lingering feeling?
Like after the needle is no longer touching my skin, do I still feel something?
Right, yeah.
No, the second it's off that part of your skin, you don't feel anything. Now, I will say that... Again, also because of the nature of the area that he's tattooing, it does feel slightly, like the skin feels a little irritated.
But do you feel it more closer to your ankle then?
No, it all feels about the same. Just feels like, yeah, but now I don't feel anything. Whatever you do feel, it's so negligible.
Like tomorrow afternoon, I guess I could ask you tomorrow afternoon how it feels, but How would you expect that it feels?
It's similar to any other scab or like very minor skin abrasion. Mm. But it won't really feel like anything. If it gets a little irritated, like let's say it's in a place where your clothes are going to rub on it, it might get a little irritated, right? But really in the past when that's happened to me, I just wash it with soap and water, put some moisturizer on it, and that pretty much alleviates it, which you want to do anyway just to keep bacteria out of it while it's healing, as you would with any other scab or some... Would you say that's accurate, Mario?
Yes.
Would you say that ripping off a scab hurts more than a tattoo?
Depends on the scab.
Depends on the scab, Mario, and I would both agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually... Okay, wow.
Is that relieving?
Yeah. So... A fear that, like, honestly, one of the last lingering ones. This is great. Does it, like, ever itch?
Towards the end of the healing process. Okay, have you ever had this experience where, like, when you shave your facial hair and it starts to grow back, it starts to itch?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like that. It might itch a little bit because, like, that the skin is kind of regenerating, you know?
So then does it feel good to scratch it?
You shouldn't scratch it.
Right. And that's bad. Why?
Because once it gets to the scabby part, you want it to just heal on its own with no intervention from you. Right. So you don't want to scratch it or anything that's going to take away that scabby skin. It just has to heal on its own because all that ink is settling into the skin. Is that accurate, Mario?
Yes.
Yeah, that ink is settling into the skin. So you don't want to mess with the scab at all. So if it itches, you can, I mean, the same way you do with a bug bite, right? You can just tap it and that usually does it.
So what's like bathing protocol? Like, does it feel weird in like cold or hot temperatures?
Well, I would say the first 24 hours after you get tattooed in hot water, it might hurt a little bit, right? Similar to a sunburn. Mm-hmm. Or if you've ever gotten a burn on your skin, right?
I have done that, yeah, for
okay.
sure.
It's not as bad as that.
Right.
But, like, how it might be a little bit tender in really hot water. But, like, it's nothing crazy.
So the other side of that is, does cold make it feel?
It feels fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you just wash with soap and water. Don't go over it with a loofah or, like, a wash rag or anything like that. Just wash it with your hand. And
that's okay? Like, you won't smudge anything? You won't?
Yeah, you can't smudge a tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's on there. It's in there.
Wow. Okay. So, I guess now would be the time to describe this. If I could describe what it's like to face your fear, I felt it like in my head when we were talking earlier today, and that's why I was like, I'm gonna pass out. And then I felt it like down my spine.
Mm-hmm.
And so now as you guys were describing it, like it loosened my head, it loosened my neck, and then I felt like it loosened the base of my spine. So like really and truly, I think the fear is fading away.
Wow. Are you going to be ready for us to tattoo a dot on you?
Maybe. I think the worst thing now is like there's like still like lingering trigger about it.
Because you don't know what it feels like yet.
Right, yeah.
Because it's, and anybody listening who has a tattoo, maybe you can relate to this, that it's so difficult to describe what it feels like. It really is. I like to describe it as an annoying feeling, but it's not really pain. Now, when Mario was going over my fucking ankle, that didn't feel great, but it wasn't awful. I was able to stay pretty still for the most part. Mm-hmm. I did kind of like tighten up a little bit, but like those moments were so fast.
And they were able over to just and hum.
Done with. Yeah, they were over and done with really quickly. And once the needle's off your skin, it's done. Like, you don't feel any of that anymore.
There's, like, a rule that you shouldn't get tattooed drunk, right?
Yeah, I think, well, there's a lot of reasons.
Is that just a safety thing?
There's a lot of reasons why you shouldn't get tattooed drunk. Alcohol thins your blood. So do things like aspirin. Certain medications also thin your blood. Something to be aware of because it'll thin your blood and then you might bleed more during the tattoo. Now, I haven't bled at all during this. There was no blood, right, Mario?
There's just the beginnings of what could be blood.
So like plasma?
Yeah, like plasma.
Okay, so there was some plasma. Yeah, okay. So another thing I forgot about. The first few hours after you get tattooed, there's a lot of plasma sometimes. Especially down by my ankle, there's gonna be a lot of plasma.
Okay.
Probably. Because when I got the front of my shin tattooed, oh man, that thing oozed like a motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Has Sam ever drawn blood on you?
Yeah.
What hurts more, tattoo or Sam drawing blood?
Her claw sinking into you.
Yeah. Sam's claws probably hurts more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's as a another cat layer. Owner, gone.
So as a cat owner, yeah, you'll be fine.
How fast does the needle go in and out? Do you know?
I wish I did. Actually.
What does 8 mean? Because there's an 8 on the dial in front of us.
It's voltage, I believe. Yeah.
Volts.
Okay. So what does that mean?
I'm assuming it's the power going straight to the machine. So
okay.
At a higher power, the rotary motor is spinning faster.
Okay.
Okay, so that probably means that the needle is moving faster, right?
So it's like 8 speed.
Yes.
New needle,
just because it has more surface area because it's 11 needles in one.
Oh.
Yeah. So just so you know, like we were just using a round liner five, which is five needles, and they're tight like this together.
Mm-hmm.
This one's actually 11 in the same shape.
Really? So Can I see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that looks, oh wow. All right. So does that, what does the more needles do? Like what?
It covers more surface area.
So it's easier thicker. To like mm-hmm. shade with
it's
too?
It's easier to shade with, it's easier to do all that stuff with.
You good? You gonna pass out?
I'm close.
Okay, we can do it. You're good. You need some Sprite?
How many needles are in that one you got right now?
Oh, the big one. That's what it is. Okay, there are 11 needles in this one as well, but it's more of a line rather than...
Okay, so did it come as a line or did you shift it yourself?
I shifted it right now. I was using the 11 round, so that kind of creates a circle. This is more of a line. And I believe that this one is a set of five on top and a set of six on the bottom. So it's two lines, and then I drag it across.
Okay.
You good, Ronnie?
You good?
Yeah. Ah,
cool.
I would like some cold water, though. Yes. That would be fantastic.
Okay. Oh, God.
You want to go get it?
Yeah.
Just got to get my body temperature back down to sub-zero. Okay.
There you go. There you go. Think of cold things.
Like my heart, that's cold.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so the set of happy feet was very cold.
The set of happy feet was very cold.
Yeah.
Wasn't that an animated movie?
No.
Yeah.
That's the point. The set of happy feet.
And Hoth is very cold.
Wim Hof, right? Is that who you're talking about?
No, the planet Hoth.
Oh, okay.
From the Star Wars movie.
Yes, from the Star Wars movie.
I
thought you were talking about Wim Hof, the guy who, the Iceman, the guy who jumps into like sub-zero temperature water, like naked.
I think I've seen that video. Okay. Yeah,
he's like an old like dude.
That kind of brought me back. I think you know what you're doing. So if Mario told me his biggest fear.
Airplanes.
Right. And then yours is?
Snakes.
Mm-hmm. Snakes is it.
Yeah.
So we can never watch Snakes on a Plane?
No. We can never. The trailer traumatized me.
Yeah. I can never watch Snakes on a Plane, I think.
But you understand the like science behind it, right?
Of fear or?
Flight.
Of flight. No.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
So I mean, I just recently listened to a podcast on superstitions called, you guessed it, Superstitions. And there was one about rubbing the seatbelt light. Yeah, you don't even have to watch it because I'll just tell you. No, you're supposed to rub the seatbelt light if you're a pilot when you're about to turn it on because it's bad luck not to. And humans are like not supposed to fly. Like as much as we wanted to, like the story of Icarus, like you flew too close to the sun and you died. So humans are not supposed to fly, but the science is there.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I think that plays a role into me because like humans aren't supposed to do a lot of things, yet here we are, you know, defying the laws of, I mean, I don't think we're defying the laws of physics, but we're defying the like what we're supposed to actually do. So we're constantly in defiance every time we're living in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's interesting, but also like in this regard, like when it comes down to planes, like I don't like the idea of being in a floating tin can in the sky and not having the control I need in order to like, yo, like this thing is rocking too much, or like there's too much movement going on in this plane. Like I need to take, you know, charge and be the pilot so that this can stop happening, or at least I can be at the front of the plane. I can see it happening. Because that's the other thing is like when you, I don't know if you've ever had this where you're like, when you sit in the driver's seat, you always feel good. And when you sit in the passenger seat, you feel okay. But then when you sit in the back seat, you feel like fucking terrible.
That's the complete opposite for me, but go ahead.
Really? I hate being in the backseat because it's like, I don't see where I'm going. I don't see what kind of moves the driver is going to make. So every time I can feel that driver press on the gas or press on the brake and going like, oh, he braked too hard, or ooh, he sped up too much. And now,
we also both get car sick.
We do. And yeah. I think that's like a big trigger of mine. It's just like, I need to be in control to make sure that I'm going at the rate that I want to go. And I'm also like staying in my own homeostasis in my body because of that.
Yeah, my problem is I drive too slow. So I never get to go the speed I want to. But yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, Ronnie's
back.
Tinnitus
is gone.
Good.
Yeah, so false alarm. Ronnie did not pass out.
He's very close.
He was very close. His eyes glazed over. I saw it happen. But we're back. We're good. I was just talking and talking and talking, and I look over, and Ronnie's like,
Can we take a minute? Was the expression on his face. He didn't even have to ask. It was like, can we take a minute?
Yeah. He did not look like he was doing good.
I think I felt like I left my body for a few seconds.
Yeah.
You were here, but you were not.
You were not here. Here.
Here.
Yeah.
I will say, seeing that needle clustered together like that, and it looks clustered like that because of the ink.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it looks like a big ass needle. Right. But it's just a bunch of smaller needles.
Let me get closer to it just to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a horror movie class, mm-hmm. and the scariest thing in that class was the part in The Exorcist when Reagan's getting like the test. Uh-huh. And that's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm back. That's
you good? Can we?
Yeah,
we're almost done, right, Mario?
Yes,
we're almost done.
Define done. No, I'm kidding. We're almost done.
Yeah. I just had to see it close up.
You gotta see. What did you say before? You're like, I gotta see like who I'm fighting, like who I gotta fight. You did say this.
Probably not in this episode, right?
No. This was in the phobias episode when we talked about doing this. I was like, you don't even really see the needle, and he's like, no, I gotta see who I.
Oh yeah,
who
I did fight. Say that. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
All right, we're doing it.
Back in there,
Ronnie. For a while, you were like getting all like. Looking at it intently, like you were like getting into it, and then it just all you were like, nope.
It looked so like thick, man. I was like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
It's just a cluster.
Right.
It's just a cluster.
It's just more needles. That's what
everything is. I could fight these needles if they walked down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, you can punch one out. You can punch a whole cluster out.
And I, for one, am feeling fine right now.
And it really does just look like a scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how it feels.
This one particularly is more just like a scratch.
Yeah, it definitely just feels like a scratch. Again, annoying, not particularly painful. I would say uncomfortable, you know.
Right. You haven't really changed the voltage, so.
I did a little bit ago, and that's when I was like kind of washing things out. If you look, there's like a little bit of gray in the side right here. And I'm going to change it right now. We're going to go down a little bit.
But I felt that one less.
And that one looked, I don't know, like the pooling looked a little wild.
Yeah, it's because there's so much water in there.
Right. Okay. And,
but when he wipes it away, like all that extra ink
is
gone.
And that doesn't feel like anything, so?
No. It just feels like him rubbing on my skin.
Yeah. Which is something a tattooer should never say.
Yeah.
If they make a sex joke about rubbing, then you gotta go.
Yeah, you immediately walk out of there.
Get me out this chair now.
Mario just switched the needle. What are you using now?
I'm going back to the 11.
Back to the 11.
Really? That one looked like a little baby.
Yeah, it looks really small. Because
now you've seen what a shader looks like.
So. Right. So
interesting.
The configuration of the needles is different depending on what they're doing. So if it's, for a shader, the needles are going to be configured or a little bit differently.
That shader fucked me up, man.
Yeah, that fucked Ronnie up real good.
Just tell the tattoo artist you don't want any shaders. You want single, straight lines. But I don't know. That's it. That's a personal preference. If you can actually tolerate that. Because a shader is a little bit easier to tolerate sometimes. Because it's a little bit more like...
Yeah, it's more comfortable than the lines.
Than the one single line going down.
Yeah, so the trigger now is just seeing a lot of ink. And I think, I don't know what I'm associating that with. But it's the pooling of the ink.
That's what's bothering you the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is a good thing because I am not a tattoo artist by any means.
Mario is not a professional.
So a lot of these actual tattoo artists, they definitely tend not to pool.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen if Mario was a real tattoo artist as much.
But it's just ink on the skin.
It's just ink on the skin. It's not actually going into the skin as part of the tattoo. Yeah, the needle's not depositing that.
And then the skin's pushing it out. Yeah, okay. Wow! There's that trigger then. Okay, that's cool.
You can fight it, dog.
You can do it. You've come this far. What are you doing? Don't trip, fool. Oh, you turned it back up to 8. What did you have it up before?
5.
5 was the voltage before. Now we're back up to 8, which is where we were for most of this. Yeah, so the higher voltage feels like a little more pressure, but not by much. I have no idea what's going on down there. Good. On my leg. Good? Okay. I'm going to look down and there's going to be a penis there and I'm going to be like, yeah, I played myself. I made two
penis all along.
It was a penis this whole time.
It was a penis this whole time.
I'd be like, I made too many jokes about Mario tattooing a dick on me for that to not eventually happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I would only expect mm-hmm. a penis. I mean.
What?
I shouldn't have said that right there, that way.
Can't take it back now. How much ink would you say is in that bottle? And then how much do you think goes into like...
the skin?
Like a design like that. Like, how much is actually going into the skin and how much do you think you're wiping away?
A lot of it is getting wiped away.
Right.
But then again, like, you don't need that much
ink
in a tattoo.
Yeah.
Because, like, once you wipe it away, it looks like everything you didn't do.
Uh-huh. Do you think, now that you've seen me do this, Ronnie, do you think that you can tattoo somebody comfortably?
Oh, my God.
No, my handshake.
Same.
All right, cool. Understood on the handshake, yes. But would you feel comfortable giving somebody a tattoo?
No.
Since the handshaking.
Oh, I mean, no. Because what if I fucked up?
I mean, that's all part of
learning. I would just feel bad, I think.
It's all part of learning.
What does it feel like holding that
It vibrates a lot, right?
Yeah, it just vibrates a lot. Have you ever written with a Sharpie Magnum?
A Sharpie Magnum?
It's like one of those like big... Sharpies.
Like a fat Sharpie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels just like that, but at the end of it, instead of it having a thick, like, marker tip,
mm-hmm.
you have, like, a fine point needle.
But it also vibrates, right?
Mm-hmm. But like, not as much as anything, like, not as much as a regular tattoo machine would.
It sounds like it's vibrating more than it actually, than mm-hmm. you actually feel.
Yeah. Because earlier I compared it to the sound of, like, a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a wall trimmer, like a hair trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. You know, if you, I've used a wall trimmer before to like cut somebody's hair and like it vibrates a lot.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So I would imagine that it would be like that. But Mara, you're saying not really.
Yeah, let's say it is.
Okay, it is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ronnie, after seeing this and almost passing out, not encouraging you to, just asking to get a gauge of where you're at. If Mario were to just tattoo a little dot on you, could you handle that?
I think I could.
I think you can too.
I think you can. I think you can do it.
To be educational at this point, we were able to like isolate a lot of the triggers.
Mm-hmm.
And talk through them and talk about what they are.
Yeah.
Kind of explaining how things work. Because, yeah, and I think I've said this before, understanding how things work.
And so the last thing would be like for me to
know what the feeling is like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because again, really hard to explain. All right. Are we done here? Yeah.
It looks dope.
All right. We're done. Ronnie says it looks good. So now Mario is putting some A and D on it. So he cleaned it off. He's putting some A and D on it. And then he's going to put a little Saran wrap on it. In the first few hours after a tattoo, there's a lot of plasma that mm-hmm. happens and, you know, oozing, if you will. The Saran wrap is kind of there to just hold it all in. You only leave the Saran wrap on for an hour or two. And then after that, you'd wash it off with soap and water, put some moisturizer on it, and...
Does it sting to peel off that Saran wrap?
No.
Okay. Another trigger down.
All right, so I think we're gonna wrap this guy up and then we'll check in with you when we're done with that.
Do you wanna hold it?
Yeah, do you wanna hold the tattoo machine?
Yeah, I can hold it. I mean, it looks like it hurts because it's red.
All right, hold on to it. I'm gonna click it.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, and then we're gonna go down to 5.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. This got some kick to it. And it's going like, it looks like it's going really slow, but it's just going so fast.
It's like a hummingbird. Their wings, yeah. Like when you can't really see them because they're going so fast.
Interesting. My hands are all jittery.
I'm gonna clean this up.
Yeah. So you might hear some cleaning up sounds in the background, but let's be honest, there've been a lot of sounds happening this whole time. So it is what it is.
That's IRL recording, baby.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is.
That's as real as it's gonna get.
That's as fucking real as it gets. So, Ronnie, you feel good? You feel on top of the world?
I mean, yeah. You know, I, like, literally the last, like, trigger is just, like, I just don't know how it feels like. But, you know.
Well, we can change that.
I might have to take you up on that and just, like literally that's just the jumping in
just
the pool.
Just a dot.
You know.
Just, if you want to sleep on it, we can do it tomorrow morning. Because you've been through a lot today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1.5 passouts down.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the final step is really just you feeling what the needle feels like. And obviously, if we just put a little dot on you, you know, somewhere inconspicuous, it's not going to be the full breadth of like what it feels like on different parts of the body and all that. But you get an idea of what it, you know.
What it does.
Right. And the second part about that is it looks like it hurts, but that's because you're pale.
Yeah, my skin's red because I get red from taking a hot shower, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes she comes out of the shower and I'm like, yo, you good? And she's like, yeah, why? I was like, you look fucking bright red.
Like it's just, something. It looks like it hurts. And I'm like, by looking at it, I'm like sympathizing and I'm like, oh, I feel that. But
no, it's really nothing wild.
All right, well, I face my fear.
So, I mean, we talked about like what you were afraid would happen versus what would actually happen. And did any of the things that you were afraid would happen, did they actually happen?
Not even a little bit.
Okay. And remind me, what was the thing you were most afraid would happen? Oh, the pool of blood.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So that's the thing. The closest thing to that was seeing the ink pool. And I think what really makes that uncomfortable is it felt like just in my head seeing it, that it had went in your skin and then it came out, but it didn't do that.
No,
it dripped off the needles.
Mm-hmm. Right, it was never in my skin.
There are multiple needles, and there was that one point, that's when I started like losing focus, was when it looked like one big old needle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and
it was
just a row of 5 needles with ink dripping off of them.
Mm-hmm. So it's only the points where the needle is actually making contact with the skin that it's being deposited.
And most of it ends up getting wiped away.
Most of it ends up getting wiped away, yeah, because it just drips off and whatever. And again, Mario's not a professional. Also, don't try this at home, kids. And don't do drugs, stay in school. But like a professional tattoo artist, that probably wouldn't happen as much. But we're really DIYing this. We're literally sitting on a couch right now.
Yeah.
So as far as like watching a tattoo being done, you're seeing it in like, I mean, not as bad as like seeing a prison tattoo happen,
but close.
As far as like conditions to get a tattoo under, you know, this isn't even ideal circumstances, right?
The only thing I have to fear is fear itself.
The only thing I have to fear is fear itself, baby.
That son of a bitch can't keep getting away with that. But seriously, I mean, like, that's the scariest thing at this point. Like, me just being, like, prison tattoo. Like, they just drag it across your skin, right?
Yeah, they use, like, a ballpoint pen and shit.
No.
Okay, fine.
It's a little different. It's the same concept, just at a slower rate.
So, like, stick and poke.
Stick and poke. But
I thought a ballpoint pen was involved.
One of them's cute, but it's the same thing. It's just one of them's cute and the other one's in prison.
Yeah, basically. One of them is like, you know, cute white girls listening to fucking shoegaze music in their bedroom.
Why are you talking about me like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Just saying, you know, that's your thing.
Okay.
Listening to shoegaze music in their bedroom while they're getting stick and pokes, you know. And then they wipe it away with witch hazel. You know,
spray it with rose water,
and then there's like I don't know, a seance afterwards.
Yeah,
a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
nothing against white girls or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says that now. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so a prison tattoo would be like a stick and poke, but like in a prison instead of the scenario that Mario just described.
You probably don't have access to the cleanliness that you would need.
No.
You wouldn't. And also the other thing about it too is like it's a little quicker than a stick and poke. I'll give them that. Prison tattoo is probably a little quicker than a stick and poke.
Clorox wipes are not exactly the easiest to come by.
It's not a hot commodity.
It's either. Not a hot commodity in prison.
We are living in a time of Rona, so maybe it is now.
It's possible. Yeah, maybe things have changed. We'll have to...
Maybe, like, prison people are, like, you know, wearing masks. I would hope so. I'd hope that
prisoners... No, I don't think so. I think it's, like, 50% of them, like, in all populations have it. Like, so it's, like, one in two rather than one in...
That's great.
A lot.
That's fucked up.
I was being sarcastic when I said that's great. That's horrible to think about. Mm-hmm. I don't think, Ronnie, you're going to be getting any prison tattoos anytime soon, so mm-hmm. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
I hope not.
That's it, then.
You faced your fear.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. You almost passed out, but other than that, I mean, I'll just say, Ronnie, I'm so proud of you, because we were just talking about it and you passed out. And then you were watching it happen and you almost passed out, but didn't.
True American hero.
That's growth.
That's growth right there. All right. Well, if Ronnie ends up deciding to let us, you know, put a needle to his skin, we'll update you. Mm-hmm. But I think where we stand right now, Ronnie conquered his fear and you're ready to get your COVID shot.
Yeah, that's easy.
Hell yeah.
Actually, honestly, I feel like that's worse than getting a tattoo now.
Well, shit.
Like, I don't know if I'll be, like, as scared. But damn, I don't like getting shots. Those low-key hurt, because then you got some, like, soreness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That lasts for, like, a few days.
Yeah, there is that. But also...
Because it goes in so deep, and this isn't as deep, so...
But it's longer.
Because it's the fact that it's the depth. Yeah.
Yeah. You got your flu shot last year. Last year. You got your flu shot. You survived. You're here. You did it.
But I also, like, was, like, kind of running through the store, and a security guy was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Don't trip, fool. Don't trip.
I think I was, like, crying a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Do you know where my parents are?
Where's my mom?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like my fear of needles has lessened in terms of bringing in, like, a vaccine needle. But my fear of, like, tattoo needles has significantly reduced. Fear factored.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. Ronnie's like, I'm not going to say bye.
Oh, no. Right. I forgot we do that. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pretty Girl Pill Club. As always, you'll be able to find our full episode notes with any links that we may have mentioned or sources we may have cited on our website, which is pgpcpod.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at Pretty Girl Pill Club and Twitter at pgpcpod. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, ideas, or just want to say hey, you can reach out to us on our various social media platforms, or you can shoot us an email through our website, which is pgpcpod.com. Pretty Girl Pill Club is hosted by myself, Sophie Collis, and Ronnie Williams. Our theme music was mixed by Patrick Retzer, and all artwork associated with Pretty Girl Pill Club is done by me, Sophie Collis. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.